online podcast, I think 156. Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. I am on my portable studio. Very low tech. I just turn on my theme song using my iPod going through my stereo. And I am this crazy car zip around in front of me. I hope he doesn't get into an accident when involving other people. I mean, if he's gonna capsize, that's fine. Welcome, welcome, everybody. Today is what? Today is Thursday, isn't it? I am on the road, as you can hear. Bruce has a school event tonight, and parking is limited, and therefore I agreed to drive him to school for the event. And oh, I'm sorry, and I just had dinner too. Guessy. And you know what, I came here, I dropped him off, and I drove down here to 90 something street and Metcalf to come to the micro center, thinking that I would just spend some geeky time looking at gadget geek stuff, right? Computer things. And they are closed. So I now am heading back. Oh, I hope the Target doesn't close at 9. Maybe it closes at 9:30. Maybe I should go to the South Target. Because for some reason, I think that they close at 9. I'm going to go to the big Target instead. So I'm turning the other way around to a bigger Target down on Metcalf. And I hope the sound is okay. I haven't done a recording in the car, and I don't forgot what the setting was on my iRiver. But let's see. Oh, one thing, one big thing that I want to let you all know. This weekend is a Labor Day weekend, right? Is it Labor Day or not Labor Day? It is Labor Day or Memorial Day. Which one? I can never get it straight. I'm so sorry. It's one of the ones. I think it's Memorial Day weekend. I believe so. Let me look at my iPod to see if it tells me. I think it's Memorial Day or Labor Day. I don't know. Oh, because, you know, I'm still getting used to this whole American holiday thing. I just don't know. Because Labor Day in Malaysia is in May. And let's see, let me go to holidays and see if what this Monday is. I'm sure a lot of you out there are like, it is something day. 29th would be Memorial Day. I kind of knew it too. Well, sort of. It's Memorial Day this Monday. And this coming Monday. And oh, okay. So I was on Wonder Wisdom 2 days ago. On Tuesday, I was on Wonder. No, was it Tuesday or? No. It was Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Was it Tuesday? No, it was Wednesday. It was yesterday. Yesterday, I was on Wonder Wisdom's program, talking to her, our beloved Wanda, and also, and she named her the show King Ong. It's very funny, and I really like it. So it was quite fun. It was my first time on Wonder Wisdom's show, and if you want to check it out, the interview, and I get to talk about things and stuff over there at LBR, Lucky Bitch Radio, which is now lavendermagazine.com/Wonder Wisdom. You can still go there by typing in Lucky Bitch Radio. So now I'm further south. Now I was on 95th, and now I'm on 103rd. on Metcalf. And the reason why I didn't want to go to the other Target was because maybe 2 years ago that I did the same thing, you know, drove Bruce and dropped him off at the school event, I went to that Target and I remember I had to sit in the car in the parking lot for like a half hour before it's time to pick him up. So now I'm going to the other Target. I think it's a Super Target and therefore it will be closed, I think, at midnight. Oh, burp. Guess I had salad and soup this evening. Oh, oops. I just ruined the illusion of doing the show on Thursday. But yeah, of course I did the show on Wednesday, as Madge would call it. And posting it on Thursday. I know that Bruce has this school commitment thing. And so I thought I would be able to do the program at home, but then he asked me if I can drive him. I thought it would be even nicer if I can do a on the go kind of thing. So yeah, I was on one of them. Go check it out, luckybitchradio.com. And for those of you who do not know, Lucky Bitch Radio is I created the Lucky Bitch Radio theme song, and in fact we talk about it too. And just go check it out, luckybitchradio.com or lavendermagazine.com/wonderwisdom, I think. And one other major thing, talking about the Memorial Weekend, right? The whole point. Oh, I'm so ADD. You know, I'm sure I turn all of you nuts. This is a long weekend. It's a Memorial Day weekend, and I am going to take this week, this whole entire whole week, to do a little upkeeping of my website. Now, I've started my website since 2003, I believe. Yeah, 2003 online showed up on the internet, and I kept adding stuff to it, but I've never really redo a lot of stuff that I wish I would have done differently. And one of them is I would like to, this is a bit of a tech talk, I would like to move my movable type blogging software, which is what I'm using right now for online podcasts. I'm sorry about the vibration. I realize every time there's a vibration that it will kind of get cut off or something, the sound. What was that saying? Oh, movable type. I'm wanting to switch that over to WordPress because I tested my other site, which is penanghoken.com. I tested it on WordPress because I want to try something different, see if I like WordPress, and I really, really like it. So I may change everything over to WordPress now because I'm getting hit by so many spam comments. I've never gotten any hit from my other site. So I'm going to site. Is there a difference in pronunciation in pronouncing site as in the website, like place, and sight as in eyesight? I wonder. But anyway, so that's what I'll be doing. So no program for you ladies and gentlemen, no shows for one whole week, and I will maybe even take a little rest or something. I'm sure I won't. There will not be any show next week entirely. And since Monday's a holiday anyway, and Thursday, I'll take Thursday off also. But I'll be maintaining the website for online podcast. Now, the one thing I'm not quite sure how to deal with this is I may have a new feed, and I'm involving this guy who is a listener of mine, and I'm so glad he's my listener. Rah, 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 rah. I'm so glad he's my listener, Mr. Steve. And Mr. Steve is from the England. The Mr. Steve is from the England. And I'm coughing. Mr. Steve is from England, and he has this software that I would like to purchase if it does the job of what I'm looking for it to do. You don't really care, but I just want to mention that because he will be listening. So thank you, Steve, for all the help. I still need a lot of help, so I'll be contacting you regardless. And he was very generous. I won't tell why, but he's very generous, and I want to say thank you. He also, he bought a t-shirt from me as well from, and I think it was a while back now, maybe a month ago, maybe several weeks ago. And so I will be compiling some pictures and put it up on podcastersunite.com and put up t-shirts with those people who are wearing it and people who are willing to let me put their pictures on the website. Ugh. Sorry, Gessley. And, am I recording? Shit. Okay, I'm coming to this light and I can check to see if I hit the record button or not. I'll be kicking myself if I have not. Goodness. Oh, this piece of crap. There's no light on this thing. What is this? Yes, I am recording. So, I'm actually going to Target. So, you get to come with me. Come with me, and you'll see the big S of Target shopping. Hyper Target over here is a pick of big ass. I don't know why I say big ass. I guess I sort of... Oh, you'll find out when you listen to the interview on Wonder Wisdom. So yeah, I'll be taking a week off next week. I know I repeat myself, but I can't help it. And let's see what else is new. Because I don't have a lot of prep work. I used to do all my preps. I used to not write anything down, and I just have to remember it. And then when I do the podcast and like in the car, I used to just try to regurgitate all the stuff that I thought of during the day. And right now, and since I've been doing my so-called live show, well, the live two-tape show on in the studio, I email myself with some notes that I want to talk about. And since I haven't done it for a while, I sort of forgot how to do it. Now, I've tried many a time. How do you say that? Gosh, this might as well turn into like an English lesson, because everything I say, I don't know whether I'm saying it right or not. So I'm here in the parking lot. I hope they don't close. There's no car. No cars in the parking lot of lovely Target. And did you guys know my camera has the same... I think I talked about this before. I was having issue with my camera, and I was trying to get it fixed the first time, and the guy tried it, and it still has the same problem. So we're trying a different approach now, and all these Target people coming out. Maybe it is closing. Fuck! I need to get my shower poofs. And what was I trying to say? Oh yeah, I was trying to tell you that. Gosh. I'm packing. I'm trying to tell you that I'm gonna try to talk. It makes no sense, darling. It makes no sense. No, really, trust me. Maybe I won't carry my bag. I'm trying to tell you. Ooh, multitasking. I'm so good at that. I'm gonna bring my phone because Bruce would have to call me. And where's my wallet? So I would need my car keys. I would need my phone. I need my iRiver to record this show. I'm trying to say that I will, when I was in New York, I actually did it pretty boldly on the street, just talk. But I'm not sure if I can do it here, since, why do I have this light? Oh, because I'm out of the car now. Let's see how much time we've spent talking about nothing. About 15 minutes. Gracious. So, I'm gonna check on the time. It's only 9:23. Lord. So we'll finish the show in. So what I'm trying to say is, I was in New York, I talked to myself when I did the recording, and nobody cared. And I'm trying to do this as well. I always get very self-conscious, but I'm not gonna care tonight. I'm gonna pretend like I'm in New York. I hope it doesn't close. What time does this place close? It closes at 10. Why do it's a super Target. Why does it close at 10? So annoying. But what I'm doing is, I'm gonna talk. I don't speak as loudly as I would, but I'm still gonna talk. And I say, when I was in New York, nobody cares.
My goodness.
And so I'm gonna pretend like I'm in New York again. And not having the chance of, I'm gonna buy some chips too. And not having, when I was in New York, I rationalized by saying that nobody knows me, so I can do whatever I want. But here, usually when you speak to yourself, hopefully maybe people would think that I'm talking to somebody over my phone or something. I don't know. I used to have to pretend like, where's the shower proofs? I used to have to pick up my phone, and I quit doing that because, get a life. I should have worn my podcasting t-shirt. Ooh. I don't know where they are. Oh, here they are. I'm in the bath section right now. Bath and body something. I just need the shower poofy thingy. Here they are, and I'm very picky because some of them are really rough. Oh gosh. The white one's always... Well, this one's kind of soft. $1.39. Has that green... Green is my new favorite color, as you can see from my website. I like green, and it's soft. Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna use that green. Oh, that one's rough. Ugh. Maybe some people like it rough. Oh, I want to buy fragrance also. They don't have that thing. I still could not remember. For the life of me, I cannot think of the fragrance I was looking for. There was this... Maybe some of you can tell me. It's Calvin Klein, and it comes in a white plastic container, a bottle, and it has orange rubbery pump on the side where you... in the squirter thing. If you can... It's something like contradiction. Not really contradiction. I forgot what it's called. So if you remember what it's called, if you know what I'm talking about, please email me online@gmail.com. Online@gmail.com. Oh my god. Who wants to wear Donald Trump fragrance? I'm not kidding you. There's a designer fragrance and it's Donald Trump's fragrance. Does it make you feel good or sexy when you wear Donald Trump fragrance? Let me smell it. Scratch for scent. So I'm scratching this thing. This actually doesn't... It does smell like old... Yeah, it's okay. It does smell kind of old though. Like, you know, like an old... Like, it smells like him. Like old, but clean. Oh, but clean, I don't know what I'm talking about. But why don't they have that? Jupe, what is this? So yeah, please email me or send me a voice message. Oh, somebody, Michael, is it Michael? No, not Michael. I don't know his name, but the Ramble Redhead podcast actually
sent me a voicemail. I won't play it. It's a personal voicemail, but so we'll be probably talking about him soon in the future. We're exchanging emails right now.
There they are.
Okay, I'm still completely lost here. Maybe they don't have him here. Too bad. I've been without fragrance for a while. I don't think all men wear fragrance, right? Do you wear fragrance? I wonder if Archer wears fragrance. I would like to check archerradio.com. Archer, do you wear fragrance? Because I'm at the CoverGirl aisle. Do I need to get my new lipsticks? I used to play with my mom's lipstick. But that's for another day. That's for not when I'm not doing a field recording. Okay, what else do I need? I'm done with the shower poofs. I used to play with myself. No. I used to play with my mom's lipstick. You know what? One good thing about, you know, in the initial discomfort of speaking out in the public is, you know, people would stare, but once you get past that first person, it doesn't work anymore for me. I'm totally fine now. I just walk past like 3 people looking at me, which I don't care anymore. So yeah, what else? You know, the good thing about doing a recording outside is you get to see all these different things, and then your memories sort of go with you and you have new ideas, not just get stuck in the studio. I don't know what I want here though. I got my shower poofs. There's something else that I wanted to get but I forgot. So I was talking about lipsticks. I used to play with my mom's lipstick. She has this really, really red lipstick that she never used. I don't know why she even has that. And I still remember vividly, it has this plastic case, lipstick case that would go over the lipstick, and the case itself is clear, but it has silver rings all around it. And I used to play with that. And the thing is, it's so red, and like play meaning I put on lipsticks on like everywhere, and obviously on the lips, and it would be too red that I could never wash it off myself. And then my mom would know. She said, "Have you been playing with my lipsticks again?" And I'd say, "No." Because, oh, you know how our lips are? We have that little creases. And you... Oh, shut up. It's unacceptable. Why does the store close so early? Oh my gosh, they're selling cars, toys already before the movie's out. Oh my goodness. So you can get the toys for cars before you can even watch the movie. So anyway, oh, this thing is kind of cute. I see this, you know, this home global section in Target, and they have this bamboo, sort of like a fountain. That's kind of nice. Flip-flop is me. Tiki torches, oh. Weather is getting warm and we can actually go outside and light the tiki torches. Oh my gosh, they sell fake lemon trees here in the Target. I'm gonna go see. Oh, my friend told me that there's this new kind of underwear, which I call it my man bra or my fattiness, and supposedly it's more comfortable. is it one of these? Oh yeah, it's kind of soft. And he said it supposedly breathes better. But I don't want to spend more money though. Maybe I'll lose weight, so I won't buy it yet. That's always, oh yeah, that's it, because I touched it. Gray one. Oh, here they are. Small. I think I can wear a small. How much is this? No. I'm not. I need this to be like extra small so that it will have that effect on me. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm a small person so I have to wear small. I'm saying that I need to wear small so that it will hold my fat in. So, oh, almost time. So no outro today because I'm not going to do any post-production at all because it'll pretty much be dumping the audio down to my computer, upload it, and that'll be it. And so I won't see you for another week, or you won't hear me for another week until after Memorial Day. So that's the reason, and I'll probably post a post on my website telling you about that as well. I like to, every time I come to Target, I like to check out the 50% or 70% rack. They don't have the 70%, but they do have the 50. Let's see what we have. TJ bottoms. Sometimes they're really cheap too. This is like $5. Ooh, jacket's kind of nice. It's a little bit over the season, but I guess I can wear it next year. Ooh, kind of cute. This is a pinstripe jacket, light jacket for $17.50. Should I buy it or not? I won't be able to wear it this season, I believe. Really cute. Yeah, your clothing. Maybe not. I usually, sometimes I don't buy things that's over $10 here at Target. And you may find something really, really good here as well. Oh, so I was ending the show. Never mind. Got distracted by. Oh, this 30% off this bra thing. No, it's not. Bicycle shirt or something. It doesn't stretch, so it doesn't hold your fat in. But anyway, thank you for listening, and next week no show, and I will post, I mean, I will hopefully by the time I come back after, in June, when I come back in June, I will, is it going to be June then? Yes, Memorial Day weekend, yeah, next time I see you will be in June, and I will, hopefully the website will be new and improved, hopefully. And hopefully you shouldn't have to worry about different RSS feed and all that. I'm gonna try to take care of it myself with the help of Steve, who make the software feeder. And I will talk to you then, okay? And have a safe, wonderful, and safe weekend, this week, coming weekend. Oh, this is cute. Oh. And have a safe weekend. I'm shopping, as you can tell. Ooh, cute. I want this. Ooh, so cute. I wish it's a little bit shorter though. It's a coat. I've been into this coat thing. I should end the show. My name of mine. Okay, I'll see you in June, okay? Talk to you later. Bye, ladies and gentlemen. Have a safe holiday. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta. No music. Just pretend like it's... Langit biru kita. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Langit biru kita. Something like that. Bye. Okay, I thought through this for a long time because I'm too lazy to do any editing. So I may just insert this at the very end of the show after the show ended. I just wanted to let you know, I came up from Target and I bought two things. Let me tell you what I bought. I'm pulling out the receipt. I bought a mesh body, which is like the shower poofy thing, right? And it's $1.39, and I bought I hunt and look, and I couldn't find it. I finally found a 12 piece of those binder clips. In fact, I heard Martha Stewart use the term bulldog clips, if they're big or something, I'm not sure. But I found those are 99 cents. So my total was like $2.38 with tax is $2.56. And you know how those Target checkout cashier always asks you, would you like to save 10% by applying for a Target credit card? She asked me that with $2.56, and she asked me, do you want to save 10% by applying for a Target credit card? And then she laughed. I tried not to laugh, but she started giggling, and I couldn't stand it too, and I laughed too. So I thought that was funny, so I'll share it with you. Anyway, there you go. And again, bye again. This is a little bonus. Have a safe holiday. See you in June. Bye-bye.